Mysteries. Adventures in excitement and suspense, based on the best-selling novels by the slick storytelling sensation, Carter Brown.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Carter Brown to bring you another of my stories. The title of this one is Nightmare for Knight, and in case that doesn't make sense to you, I'd better explain that my hero's name is Nicholas Knight. He's a private investigator, and this is the account of one of his cases. A blend of East and West, a mixture of mayhem and mystery. So let me introduce Nicholas Knight, usually known as Nicky.
You don't get many surprises in the private eye business, but this was one of them. This slim, sleek, suave character who'd walked into my office and introduced himself as an Arabian sheik. I thought it was a gag until he produced proof. And then when he came out with his proposition, I thought that was a gag, too. I looked at his black eyes and his black pointed beard, at his perfectly cut suit and his perfectly dazzling smile, and thought I'd heard everything.
Hello, Mr. Knight, you seem a little taken aback.
Well, that is putting it mildly. Me, bodyguard for a harem.
I appreciate it may be something of an unusual assignment for you, but I am perfectly serious about it. The Prince Al-Zaman will be here in the city for 2 weeks. He has delicate negotiations to conduct. They concern the oil, of course.
Of course.
And he has brought 4 of his harem with him, the 4 most beautiful. Also 3 guards, but the guards know nothing of the ways of the Western world. That is why we think it necessary to engage a private detective as well.
Uh-huh, I see. And when do they arrive?
This afternoon. I have rented a house for them, a large house, some 20 miles out of the city. It has a high wall surrounding it, which will ensure privacy.
With a harem in town, privacy is a good idea.
I would like you to arrive at the house not later than 7 this evening. The prince will be there, and I shall present you. A room will be at your disposal, and you will be required to stay in the house for the next 14 days, the duration of the prince's visit.
Uh-huh.
I trust that will suit you, Mr. Knight.
Oh, Sheik Haroun, for the dough you're paying me, I'll even wear a sarong.
You have, of course, a gun.
Yeah? You expect that sort of trouble?
I do not expect any trouble, Mr. Knight. I am just taking precautions, that is all.
I'll bring my gun with me.
I think in that case there is nothing further to discuss. I shall see you at the house. I have written the address and directions how to reach it. Please be prompt, Mr. Knight. The prince does not like to be kept waiting.
I'll be on time.
Excellent.
Your English is very good, if I may say so, Sheik Haroun.
So they told me at Harvard.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Mr. Knight.
Oh, now. What the heck does a guy pack to go looking after 4 harem beauties? Well, let's see now. Shirts. Visitors yet. Okay, don't bust your G-string. Yep.
Mr. Knight.
In person.
May I see you for a moment? It is urgent.
Yeah, sure, come in. Park your hat and follow me. Now, park yourself. There's a good chair.
Thank you.
Well, what's so urgent?
It is a rather delicate mission, Mr. Knight. I'm not sure where to start.
Well, make it fast, pal. I haven't got much time.
And of course, how rude of me. I shall have to be blunt. You are hurrying now to undertake an assignment for Prince Al-Zaman.
Am I?
You are discreet, Mr. Knight. But you don't know much about Prince Al-Zaman. He's not a very pleasant person, I assure you. In his own country, he is absolute dictator and acts as such. Life and death are his to command, and no woman is safe from his harem. The prince's word is absolute.
Well, what do you want me to do, start a crusade?
There was one woman. She was beautiful and not one of his subjects. She was a French girl named Marie Despre. He met her on the Riviera. He made her many offers, even marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Then she disappeared. And by the time her disappearance was discovered, the prince's yacht had sailed. Marie Despre has not been seen since.
How do you know all this?
I am her brother, Louis Despre.
Oh.
Now, I knew it would have been suicide for me to try and enter Alzheimer's own country, so I have waited for him to leave it. This is the first time he has done so since last summer. He has brought some of his harem with him. I know that. What I do not know is whether Marie is one of them. You are the one man who can help me, who will be in a position to find out if he has my sister.
But it's not as simple as that.
You mean money? Mr. Knight, I will pay you $5,000 to find out if
Marie... No, it's not a question of dough. I've got a reputation in this town as an honest investigator. I've been employed by Prince Al-Zaman. Now you want me to spy on him.
I see. There's no more to be said, then. I only ask that you forget we have ever met, ever had this conversation. I shall spend my life looking for Marie. But if Al-Zaman learns of it, my chances will not be worth a snap of the fingers.
Look, now, if I want to contact you, where do I find you?
The Hotel Arcadia. Mr. Knight, does that mean you will do it?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Monsieur, if you do, you'll have the undying gratitude of a desperate man. I shall wait anxiously at the hotel for a word from you.
Well, don't bank on it.
I know a man when I see one. Au revoir, Monsieur Knight.
It was sharp on 7 when I turned up at the house, a large, forbidding sort of building surrounded by a large, forbidding sort of wall. There was a guard at the gates, and another at the doorway of Prince Al-Zaman's private apartments to which the Sheikh Haroun led me. The guard at the door wore a long, curved knife, and he didn't look as though it was just for decoration. He opened the door and ushered us in.
You will address the prince as Your Highness.
When I saw the prince, I felt more like addressing him as Fatso. He was reclining on 2 overstuffed cushions, and it was hard to tell where he finished and the cushions started. There was a 4-pound box of chocolates beside him, and he kept dipping into it with his fat, short fingers.
I have brought the private detective, Your Highness.
You are Knight.
I am, Your Highness.
These are excellent chocolates, Haroun.
You honor me, my prince.
Knight.
Yeah?
Your Highness.
Your Highness?
You understand I shall be away for some days from tomorrow morning. It is essential for my women to be well guarded. My guards have orders to kill any intruder. What? Your orders are exactly the same. Pah! A hard center.
Hey, now, wait a minute. This is the United States. This business about killing, you can't do...
Are you questioning me?
I guess not, Your Highness.
That is better. You need not fear any consequences, Knight. My influence with your country is considerable. The women's apartments are directly above here. I have given orders that no one enters on pain of death. No one.
Yeah, I get it. I understand, Your Highness.
Should you need any assistance, you have only to call. My guards all speak English. In my own country, I find that has certain advantages. I can give orders which will not be understood by eavesdroppers.
Yeah, I guess that would be a help in your country.
I think that is everything. Haroun will give you any other information you require.
Retire from the prince's presence backwards.
What? Oh, sure.
The first layer is finished already. The box will not last out the night.
Abdul, the audience is over.
Yeah, Sidi.
Mr. Knight, let me introduce you to Abdul. He will be upstairs most of the time guarding the harem.
Ah, good evening.
I'll be with you.
Come along now, Mr. Knight, and I will show you your room.
Oh, thanks.
I think you found the prince a little startling.
Yeah, a little.
It is understandable from the Western point of view, but in our country, you must remember, he is the absolute ruler.
And you get carved by one of those knives if you feed him the wrong sort of chocolates.
It is not advisable to joke about the prince, Mr. Knight. Mm-hmm. Here is your room. I trust you will be comfortable. I have left you a bottle of your American rye.
Oh, say, that's really thoughtful of you. How about we open it now?
We do not drink alcohol, Mr. Knight, but if you care to do so, open it by all means. Tomorrow morning, the prince leaves to conduct his negotiations, and I go with him. As the prince told you, the 4 women are upstairs. There is also Fatima, who looks after them.
Uh-huh.
She prepares all the meals and will serve yours. Then there is Abdul, whom you have met,
yeah.
Hassan, an Arab,
uh-huh.
and Blanc, the guard on the gate.
Yeah. Well, sounds nice and cozy. Cheers. What in thunder is that?
That is the prince going to make his nightly inspection of the harem. The gong is a warning that he is coming.
Yeah, I can see how that'd be needed.
Is that another joke, Mr. Knight?
Oh, no, Sheik. Any way you look at it, it's no joke. After breakfast next morning, I took a stroll down the drive. I saw a car disappearing through the gates, the prince and Haroun on their way. That left me and the harem and the guards. The one on the gate who'd let me through last night was right on the job. I thought I might as well strike up an acquaintance, and this time I used the right greeting. I'll be with you.
And you, boss. Heck of a morning, ain't it?
What? Hey, you don't sound like you come from the prince's country.
Well, only been there about 3 years, boss. Between you and me, I was a seaman on a tanker, but I ran into a little bother in Tunis and skipped the ship. Then I wound up on this job.
Uh-huh. You like it?
It's sure better than jail, boss. Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
Hmm? Well, you mean that little guy coming towards us? Who's that?
That's Hassan. He's pure poison, boss. Yes, sir. Pure poison.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you are Mr. Knight. I am Hassan.
Oh, yeah. Harun mentioned you, Hassan.
Being a guard is dull work, don't you think, Mr. Knight? So little excitement. It is always more exciting to attack than defend.
And more dangerous.
Life is nothing without danger. I do not know why my master, the prince, should have engaged your services. I am a superb shot, a brilliant knife thrower, and my cunning is known throughout the East.
Well, such brilliance must be exhausting. Maybe he wanted to give you a rest.
Possibly. Although I could have told him I am not tired. It has been delightful to meet you, Mr. Knight. We shall see more of each other. For the present, good morning.
Say, Blanc, what does that character do for a living, huh?
Oh, he does many jobs for the prince. Any time the prince wants something fixed, it's Hassan who does it. Sheikh may be obvious about his share of the oil, then Hassan goes to see him.
Oh.
After Hassan sees him, the Sheikh makes no more noise, ever.
Yeah, I get the point. And obviously so does the Sheikh, since Hassan's so slick with a knife.
Tell you something else, boss. He eats hashish sometimes. That's a time to stay away from him. Far away.
After that, I decided the best place for me was my room. I killed the rest of the day there and the rest of the bottle. Fortunately, I'd taken the precaution of bringing a quart of my own. By midnight, I'd made fair inroads into that, too. And then suddenly, I heard a sound. Yeah? Well, what do you know? Straight out of the Arabian Nights, yashmak, silk trousers and all. Well, I'll be with you.
Shut the door, you dope.
You're an American.
Well, I didn't come here to see the Star-Spangled Banner. Now, shut that door, quick.